Information is power. Everything you need to know before you get to work. The Como Morning News with Greg Hirschholt and Manda Factor on Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and comonews.com. KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
Coming up on Como News.
I'm Ryan Harris with why a local public health expert says we should be prepared for COVID variants.
Plus, traffic and weather on the fours after ABC News. It's 9 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. With the inauguration just days away, the new Biden administration is announcing day one plans to tackle the coronavirus, now averaging more than 3,000 deaths daily in the U.S., with a global death toll topping 2 million.
President-elect Joe Biden outlining his plan to deliver 100 million shots in 100 days.
Mobilize more medical teams to get the shots in people's arms. Increase supply and get it out the door as soon as possible.
The president-elect says he'll use FEMA and the National Guard to set up 100 emergency vaccination centers around the country, converting gyms, stadiums, and community centers. And he's promising that the federal government will streamline the vaccine distribution process to states.
ABC's Mary Bruce. President Trump planning a military send-off reportedly ahead of Biden's inauguration, but it won't be the end.
Soon after he leaves D.C., Trump will find himself on trial in the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't yet decided when she'll deliver the article of impeachment that will trigger the start of the trial. The impeachment trial could begin the same day as the inauguration. As House Democrats prepare their case against the president, Speaker Pelosi today announced retired General Russell Honoré will lead an immediate review of Capitol security, including whether any members of Congress gave rioters access to the building the day before so they could plan their attack.
ABC's Jonathan Carr. One of the officers attacked that day says he was afraid he'd be killed with his own gun if not for one desperate appeal.
I remember yelling out, you know, not to anybody in specific, but, you know, I have kids. And it seemed to work.
Officer Michael Fanone. Meantime, another Trump resignation. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar resigning effective the day Biden takes office. Azar's resignation letter to President Trump condemns last week's Capitol assault and implores Trump to support the peaceful and orderly transition of power. You're listening to ABC News.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-401-6681. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681. 800-401-6681. Or take the free scan at reputationdefender.com.
The outgoing Trump administration admitting the nation's stockpile of coronavirus vaccine doses is depleted, with nothing left for additional doses. Oregon's Democratic Governor Kate Brown calls it deception.
This failure by the Trump administration will unfortunately cause a two-week delay in beginning vaccinations for seniors.
Brown says the White House's admission is a direct contradiction to an announcement earlier this week from the White House urging states to expand their inoculation programs to seniors 65 and older. Washington, D.C. under heavy police guard ahead of the inauguration next week.
Up to 25,000 National Guard members could now be on duty here next week from across the country, coming all the way from Washington State around the city right now. National Guard members are manning roadblocks around the White House and National Mall. They have guns across their chests and armor on, stopping cars from getting close to many of the monuments.
ABC's Alex Stone. The last execution under the Trump administration is being carried out. 48-year-old Dustin Higgs is set to die by lethal injection tonight at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, for orchestrating the killing of three women in a Maryland wildlife refuge. Higgs was not the shooter, but the federal judge who presided over Higgs' death penalty trial 2 decades ago says he merits little compassion. This is ABC News.
Coma News Time, 9:04, and our traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. From the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, here's Tama Fulton.
In Seattle, the earlier crash we were watching at the intersection of Rainier Avenue South at South Ferdinand Street, that has cleared away and is no longer causing a blocking issue. We have a new crash in Canyon Park on northbound Highway 527, just north of Maltby Road. It's blocking the two right lanes. That's causing a slowdown from Highway 524. In Auburn, fire crews are at the scene of a structure fire on H Street, just west of Highway 164. That's causing slowing in both directions of Highway 164. For approaching that area. Our next Como traffic at 9:14.
Abby Acone has your Como forecast.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast for western Washington with some scattered pockets of fog into early Saturday. Now, of course, this is most likely for the South Sound, the typical suspects, as temps all around the region drop down to the mid to upper 30s. Now, should those lows get closer to the freezing mark, we could be dealing with freezing fog early Saturday. A couple of glimpses of sunshine for your Saturday, but that's about as exciting as gets in general. Overcast, gray and dry Saturday. A few late showers into the evening and into early Sunday. I'm meteorologist Abby Acone in the Como Weather Center.
Right now, Seattle is 47 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Como, Nightside.
Como News Time, 9:05. Art Sanders' top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Earlier this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced they would release all available doses of the COVID vaccine.
We are releasing the entire supply we have for order by states, rather than holding second doses in physical reserve.
Now, the Washington Post reports there were no doses being held in physical reserve. There won't be an extra shipment of the vaccine. States across the country had made plans to more widely distribute the vaccine, and now those plans must change. In a tweet, the Washington State Health Department says they understand why people may feel the situation is confusing and frustrating. Reached out to Health and Human Services for more comment. Local health officials are sounding the alarm about coronavirus variants, and one public health expert tells Como's Ryan Harris, we need to be ready for their potential effects.
Viruses mutate. That's the nature of the beast, and that could mean they become more transmissible, like the UK variant. But UW Medicine's Dr. Ali Mokhtad says they could also render vaccines less effective. Mokhtad says there are some things we need to do, primary among them to keep our guard up as we work toward herd immunity, since the virus is less likely to mutate with fewer places to go. And he says we need to do more testing for the variants.
And for all the countries that are rolling out the vaccine, especially wealthy countries that have the means, to keep an eye on what's circulating, because many countries in Africa and the Middle East would not have vaccinated their public, and the virus is still mutating over there.
Mokhtad also says vaccine makers need to be ready to tweak the vaccine to match any resistant mutations, which he says can be done like it is with the flu shot each year. Ryan Harris, Como News.
COVID transmission is still at a high level, and it's caused a 30% increase in King County's new cases since just after Christmas. That alone is a concern to County Health Officer Dr. Jeff Duchin, but he's even more concerned because he says the UK and other coronavirus variants could be like adding gasoline to a COVID fire. Duchin says all viruses mutate, but that doesn't always cause changes in the way a virus behaves or affects us.
Sometimes they do, though, and those are what we call variants of significance or variants of concern. Those are the ones that are spreading internationally and that we anticipate will become very common here in the U.S. over the next few months.
So Duchin says that's why it's even more important to do all we can to minimize contacts and virus spread, especially since it'll take at least 6 months to get most of us vaccinated. Duchin couldn't answer specific questions about reports. The federal vaccine stockpile doesn't exist as officials claimed, but he says the federal supply has already been unreliable, which creates barriers to the speed people are vaccinated. All of Washington State will remain in phase one of Governor Jay Inslee's coronavirus recovery plan, at least for now. In order to move to phase two, a region must see a decreasing trend of 10% or more in COVID cases per 100,000 people over a two-week span. New hospitalizations must also decline by 10% over that span, while intensive care units must have a less than 90% occupancy rate. The COVID-19 test positivity rate must also fall below 10%. The State Patrol and National Guard are preparing for any possible protests or confrontations at the state capitol this weekend. Cuomo's Charlie Harger reports.
A fence lined with troopers and guard members continues to surround the capitol and nearby buildings. This comes as the FBI warns of possible threats at all 50 state capitals between now and January 20th. State Trooper Chelsea Hodgson tells Cuomo they continue to monitor intelligence coming in.
Well, at this point in time, we don't have any known explicit threats that would indicate details of a time, place, or specific activity in our area.
The FBI highlights Sunday and Inauguration Day as the 2 days to be on the highest alert. Hodgson says they're ready for whatever comes their way. Charlie Harger, Cuomo News.
Former Republican candidate for governor Lauren Culp presented his lawsuit that sought to invalidate the results of the election. Culp lost to Inslee in a landslide but refused to concede, making claims without evidence of widespread voter fraud. His attorney, Stephen Pidgeon, could still face disciplinary action from the courts and the state bar for filing lawsuits with false and unsubstantiated claims. Cuomo News Time, 9:10, and from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk tonight, men's college basketball in Seattle, Utah Valley. They beat Seattle U 93-92. Cuomo's Bill Schwartz says the Seattle Mariners have a full crew on board for the 2021 season.
Shortstop J.P. Crawford, catcher Tom Murphy, and pitcher Rafael Montero all signed contracts, giving the M's control of their entire 40-man roster. Now, Murphy missed the whole 2020 season with a foot fracture, but should be ready to go for spring training, says manager Scott Servais.
Murph is full go, 100% weight bearing, doing his running, his full workouts. He feels great. We have been in constant contact with him.
Mariners also counting on the return of all-star outfielder Mitch Haniger. Former L.A. Chargers head man Anthony Lynn might emerge as a possible offensive coordinator for the Seahawks. Seattle earlier this week canned Brian Schottenheimer. Two NFL division playoff games tomorrow in chilly conditions at Lambeau Field. Green Bay hosts the L.A. Rams. Buffalo takes on the visiting Baltimore Ravens. And numerous reports indicate the Sounders are in talks with Swansea City about loaning forward Jordan Morris to that Wales soccer club. Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Schwartz, Cuomo News.